Big Game Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad, giving you the life, the loves and lows of living in London.
Two gays, one city, what could possibly go wrong?
Don't tell me you still don't have a voice.
I actually don't have a voice. Some sea witch stole it.
Was that sea witch called Brad?
I actually don't know. I think it was called Tequila, but well... I have very little recollection of the whole thing.
Well, speaking of drinks and tequila, I'm in like a really fun mood today. I don't know why. I've got loads of energy. I feel really hyper. So I'm going to make myself a little cocktail live on the podcast because I just really fancy a cocktail today.
Or because you were running late and you didn't have time to make a drink before we started recording.
Me, late? Never.
Don't get me started. It will not end up well for you.
Right. Okay. Now you've made me not concentrate on pouring out my gin, and look at that measure.
Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ, I'm going to get drunk.
Also, why have you got a martini glass?
Oh, because I'm feeling fancy.
Sure. Podcasters, we're just on FaceTime together so I can see his ugly mug and his awful hair transplant hairline. And he's just showing me a martini glass, which is 3/4 full of gin.
Yeah, and now I'm adding a bit of Fanta fruit twist in it because I'm feeling fruity today.
My goodness. So you're taking the beautiful gin that was sent to us by Channel Island Pride for their own Pride celebration.
Yes, love me some sipping gin.
And you've now spoiled it with Fanta.
Okay, I need a mixer. I'm not drinking gin straight.
Sipping gin. You just sip it.
You just sip the sipping gin. With some Fanta fruit twist. But the weather is so nice. I don't know about you, but when the weather is hot, two things happen. Number one, I really fancy a drink.
Right.
Number two, I feel really horny all the time. I get really high sex drive in the hot weather. I don't know about you.
I don't know what part of you thinks that I want to know that information. Maybe it's heat stroke. Who knows? But yeah, as you know, I'm actually, I'm away at the moment. I hopped on a plane and I flew back home to where my family live. So I guess not really home, but it's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful sunny island of Jersey and it is so hot. As you know, I have a little business over here. So I've been very busy making bath bombs and moisturizers. But at the moment I am working on, and we've just brought out a lovely after sun. And do you know why we need this?
Why is that?
Look at my arm.
Oh, geez Louise. That is the reddest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I know, it's red raw like that twink last weekend.
That is red like a virgin hole that's just been pounded.
Speaking of virgin holes.
Oh yeah, how's your magic wand going?
No, we're going to come back to that.
Don't, I'm already giddy. I'm going to have a giddy episode this week. I can feel it.
Well, I haven't got any alcohol. I feel very left out.
What is that in your mouth?
Okay, so podcasters, I'm sat here with a Round Trees fruit pastel lolly and I've been trying to make Brad laugh for the last like 5 minutes but basically deep throating it. So yeah, that's just kind of the mood we're in. I think it's the sun makes us a bit,
I think, giddy. Yeah, that's the best way to describe it. Show me your best deep throating skills on a Round Trees fruit pastels ice lolly.
Okay, well the end of it actually is like quite,
oh, it's purple.
Yeah.
Nice little purple tip. Get your tongue around that, boy.
Ready?
That is that is really good skills.
Thank you.
You put the stick in as well.
Yeah.
The lolly and the stick.
What can I say?
Wow. You can take a big load.
Yeah. I can even dislocate the jaw. I'm like a snake. I'm basically the basilisk. Okay. We need to stop making Harry Potter.
Okay.
But it is so good. And my sunburn is so sore. So yes, we've made a lovely after sun. It's it is helping. But I was literally just sat in the sun for an hour this morning doing my emails, basically trying to avoid you calling me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, burn. Burn, wow. Baby, burn.
Literally.
Yeah.
Do you know what? It's so hot. I actually think I might take my clothes off and do this podcast naked.
No. Okay.
Mm-mm. You said that so quickly.
Hang up. Okay, we actually need to give these listeners some content.
Right, we need to actually do our episode. We're just chatting shit now.
You went along to a press night, right, on behalf of the podcast.
Yes, and you weren't there, and this is where it all goes slightly wrong.
Okay, so I saw some messages back and forth, which I haven't fully read, mm-hmm. but they did mention about a red carpet, which I was not aware of. And yeah, you went, well, we sent you with our friend Jamesy.
Yes. So if you've listened to, I think, season one of the podcast, mm-hmm. our friend of the podcast, Call Me Jamesy, came on season one and played a really fun game with us way back when.
Yeah.
If you've not come across him before, check out his Insta handle. It's at Call Me Jamesy. He's an entertainment quiz host, games host, and he does loads of stuff around London. So check him out if you're in London.
This episode is sponsored by Call Me Jamesy.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy, but here's my number, so call me Jamesy.
But jokes aside, he does this amazing quiz all over the place, but he does do one in Clapham, and we do sponsor a very small part of it where you can win yourself some Big Game Podcast merchandise. So definitely, if you're in the area, go and check it out. But he also marched with us in London Pride. But yes,
he did.
So he supervised you, babysat you, basically.
Yeah, so we got invited to the new musical in the West End called A Strange Loop. And it's been on Broadway and it's come over. It's the first time it's over in West End. And we got invited to walk the red carpet, which was really, really nice. But I'll be honest, I've never walked a red carpet in my life. And I think maybe this is where it would have been good to have you with me.
Does not surprise me that you have never been invited to a red carpet before.
Well, actually, the cool thing was it wasn't a red carpet. It was a rainbow coloured carpet for the rainbow pride flags, because this musical is a queer story. So it was all tied in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. And Leighton Williams was hosting on the rainbow carpet. Mm. And Leighton was the narrator for I Kissed a Boy. So that was really, really great to meet him. But it's like a little, what's the word? Like conveyor belt. So you queue up with the other influencers and celebrities. And then when it's your turn to like walk the rainbow carpet, obviously it's got all the Strange Loop backdrop in the background.
Yeah.
And then there's all like press taking pictures.
Yeah.
And they're like, pose. I'm like, I don't know how to pose.
Oh,
and also
no.
My outfit.
Oh gosh.
It looked like someone had taken a homeless man off the street. I wouldn't say I'm the height of fashion, right? I didn't really know what to wear. It was really hot. So I wore shorts and a short sleeve t-shirt.
No, I'm done. I'm done.
So obviously when I was in the lineup with all these celebrities and influencers in like really fancy clothes, glitter, sparkles, like height of fashion. And then me, I was like, okay, I don't think I've quite hit the brief on the runway look.
Were they like, did you know the meet and greet is around the corner? Oh, you must be the competition winner.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be here?
Literally. And obviously I went with Call Me Jamesy, who has the most fabulous wardrobe. So yeah. He was in sequins. He had these like shiny silver boots, pink top, like sparkly sunglasses. Looked amazing, right? Mm. So we get up to Leighton on the rainbow carpet and he says, oh, you're Brad from my Big A podcast. Who's this? And Jamesy was like, oh, I'm a friend of Brad. And he was like, oh, so you're the plus one, and yeah, the main invite is dressed like this, basically.
Oh my goodness.
So I got red for filth on the rainbow carpet.
He thought you were the assistant.
Basically, yeah.
Right.
I'm sure he looked at me like, are you meant to be here?
Oh my gosh, this is mortifying.
So that was the kind of the first part of the chaotic night that is about to unfold.
But hang on. When you got to meet, did it go well? Like, did he chat to you? Did you get any sort of like interview bits done?
Yeah, we were chatting. I was on his TikTok live. I don't even have TikTok. So that was a new experience for me.
Brilliant.
So we were just chatting and then he got me to clack a fan and I was really nervous. Like, oh my God, what if I don't clack the fan properly? And it's on TikTok live and everyone's going to see and how embarrassing. But I did manage to nail that moment.
Okay, well done.
So I get a gold star for that.
Yeah, maybe.
I redeem myself. Anyway, watch the show. The show is brilliant. So if you are in London looking for something to go and see, something new, it's very different. It's nothing like I've seen before. And it's basically about this black queer guy that lives in New York City. And he is trying to write a musical about a black queer guy living in New York City. And that is like The Strange Loop. That's the name of the title, right?
Right.
But it's really funny. It's really moving. All of the above. So go check it out if you're looking for something new to go see in the West End. And so as part of the like the red carpet, again, I've never done it before, they give away goodie bags, right? I was like, free gifts? Amazing. And what they gave away was a tote bag that was all like the rainbow pride stripes. And in the tote bag, I mean, the tote bag is amazing quality, by the way.
Oh my goodness.
So I get my lovely tote bag, but obviously everyone has the same tote bags, right? And in the tote bags, there's all like gifts and stuff in it. Watch the show, go to the drinks after the show, and all the I Kissed a Boy lot were there. So I was chatting with them and got talking to those. And basically, because I wore my short shorts, I didn't want to have my phone in my pocket or my glasses.
Wait. What short shorts were you wearing?
Not the white ones that I know you love. My black ones.
The one that you wore on Pride.
No. That's too short.
Yeah.
Although maybe I should have worn that for the red carpet.
No. We need to go through our whole wardrobe.
I think so.
We need to do a cull. We need to do an absolute cull of your wardrobe.
Yeah, I think so. It's so old, isn't it, my wardrobe?
Yeah.
But anyway, so you need to imagine in this party, there are about maybe 200 people all with the same tote bag, the rainbow tote bag, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, this is where I was really dumb and I'd had these little moments in life. And I think, why have I done that? I put my phone in my tote bag.
Dumb.
And I thought, well, I don't want to carry around this tote bag. So I left it at the side with other tote bags.
Oh my goodness. How has natural selection not got you yet?
Okay, I've learned the hard way on this one. So obviously parties go in, chatting away, blah, blah, blah. Love it. Go to leave. And then I go to get what I think is my bag, but it's not my bag. Like, it's someone else's bag. So someone else has picked up my bag and just walked off and obviously not checked it because he's like, oh, in it. It's just like the goodies from the show. So my phone is gone. But not just my phone, because obviously, you know, my phone case, I keep my cards in, my driver's license.
Yeah.
You know, that all the ones that got replaced from 2 weeks ago when I lost all my cards at Mighty Hoopla.
Yeah.
Were gone again.
Oh my gosh. You are such a mess.
I know. And I was like, this is so embarrassing as well. So there I am, no phone, no wallet, no cards, no way to get home, absolutely stranded in central London. And someone else is running around with all my stuff, right? And also my Prada glasses, because that is one thing I do own, is nice designer glasses. So they were gone as well.
From Turkey.
No, actual real ones. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
No, I cannot. I cannot believe it.
No, meet the receipt. Show me that bank statement, honey.
But in the bag that I had was a envelope where all the tickets are in with a guy called Greg Barnett. So I was like, okay, I think Greg Barnett must have taken my bag, right?
Right.
So the hunt was on to try and track down Greg Barnett. Could we get hold of him? No. So anyway, managed to get home. And my friend, Jamesy, was like trying to call Greg Barnett. And then I was on the old Find My iPhone thing on my Mac and like trying to get all that. And anyway, long story short, Greg Barnett, we got hold of, he did have my bag.
Mm.
And so Jamesy called him up. So I was on FaceTime with Jamesy on his iPad whilst he was on the phone talking to Greg Barnett, right? So we had this like three-way thing going on.
Right.
And yeah, basically he was like, yeah, I picked up your bag by mistake. Really sorry. I'll get your stuff back. But then Jamesy and Greg were like hitting it off and they now have a date. So me losing my phone has created a little matchmaking situation.
Wow.
Just call me Cupid, but...
Listen, there's a lot of things that I would call you right now in this situation. Cupid is not the first one on my list. But yeah,
so lesson learned, do not put your phone in the same bag that like 200 people have the same bag of and then put the bag down.
Okay, so now I know the full story. I would like to tell you what message I received this morning.
Oh yeah, go on.
Are you ready for this? So it's from a lovely lady called Marie. Hey, smiley face. Great meeting you yesterday. Loved your vibes. You were so kind. Really hope you find your phone. Please do keep in touch. Would love to see you again sometime. Hope you got home okay. Marie.
Oh, Marie! The baguettes! Hurry up!
Oh my God.
Marie! Yeah, we got chatting on the tube on the way home.
Got it. Because I said, hi, Marie, I think you might have the wrong person. She put, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Is this not the host from My Big Gay Podcast?
Yeah, it is.
And I put, oh, I said, I'm so sorry. That means you've met Brad. Yes, he's a co-host. What has happened with his phone? And then she told me the whole story.
Mm.
And yeah, I was like, what an idiot. And she said, anyway, nonetheless, I love your podcast. So that was very sweet of her.
Oh, great.
And I was just sat there in the garden having my coffee, like, what on earth has he done?
I know.
How's she got my Instagram account?
Well, long story short, don't let me go to events unattended.
No, never again. Never, ever again. And I know the PR guy that organized that event listens to this podcast. So I'm telling you directly to you right now, it will never happen again where I am not there, I promise.
Well, joke's on you, because he was like, loved having you there. You're invited to all the ones I do in the future. So this might be the first of many red carpets. So watch this space.
Yeah, because he wants you for like the bloopers reel. How not to walk the red carpet? It's just you. Knock kneed in your...
Like, guys!
It's me from the podcast.
Okay, okay.
I think it's time for a little break.
I've never wanted a break more in my life. Okay, so before we continue on with the actual content of the podcast, can I just say how amazing airports are for Grindr?
Do you think?
Yeah, fully. Honestly, they are popping always, 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 always. There's always people like waiting for a flight, businessmen, people traveling who are looking for it. I actually creeped myself out. It sounded more like I was selling something illegal. Yeah, I was like, are you looking for it? Oh, quickly, actually, before we carry on, when I first moved to London, right, I left a club and I was walking to the tube and this guy stopped me and said, are you looking for Charlie?
Oh, yeah, I get that all the time, yeah.
I said, oh, no, I'm not, I'm all right, I'm just headed home. And he was like, you sure you're not looking for Charlie? I was like, no. I was like, why, have you lost your friend? Like, if you go to the club, I'm sure they'll let you use their phone. And he gave me the weirdest look and was like, nah, and walked off. And I didn't know why for ages, and then figured out that Charlie obviously means cocaine.
Yeah, exactly that. It's like that time when I was chatting to a guy on Grindr and we were maybe going to hook up, and he was like, oh, I've got G&T here if you like it. I was like, do I? I've got extra tonic if you need more.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. No.
As in G&T, the drugs, which I had no idea was even a thing until a few years ago.
Yeah, isn't that like, isn't tea like crystal meth?
Yeah, that is like hardcore stuff. So that's not for me.
No, and actually, what are they called? And I was going to say algorithms, not it. I was spending too much time on Instagram. And this new Threads, have you seen? There's an awful lot to talk about. Hang on. Have you seen, what was the word called when you use like letters instead of words?
Oh, what is that called? Abbreviation.
Is it abbreviation? I don't think it is.
I don't know. Is it? Is that the word?
Oh God, I'm being absolutely dumb at the moment. I'm being a bit like you. No, abbreviation is when you shorten the word, right? So it definitely begins with an A, and it's something like anonym.
All I can think of is onomatopoeia, and I think that is when it's like, it sounds like it sounds.
Yeah, like splosh.
Yeah, like whoosh.
Or like whoosh, yes. Yeah. No, it's called an ang. Oh, it's going to really stress me out. All I can think of is anananana me, you know, in Finding Nemo, when it's like, okay, don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever that word is called, it will come to me after this. I'm going to absolutely kick myself. But there are so many of those in Grindr that I can't keep up with them.
Acronyms. Oh my God. Yes.
You just outsmarted me. I hate myself.
I am feeling top of the world right now. Thank you so much.
I don't normally feel top with anything. Yeah, there's so many all over Grindr. It does get quite confusing after a while.
I'll be honest, I deleted Grindr a couple of years ago. I was done with it. It's too much. It's too much.
Who hurt you?
Too many people. No, I don't know. I like, what I've found as I've got older is I like more meaningful connections if I'm going to have sex with someone. I want there to be a bit more of like a personality, a bit more something there that's not just transactional, which I'm not reading people that do that because I know you do that.
And tell me, when you're down at the stables, how much of a meaningful connection can you get with someone with a cloak over your head?
That is one off, okay?
One off every week. That is just Thursday night.
But wait, going back to Grindr. So oh, you yeah. was obviously at the airport on Grindr.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Did you meet anyone?
Yes.
Oh, Benji, every time.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bit of a panicky traveler, right? So I will always arrive at the airport really much earlier than I ever need to. Mm-hmm. If I actually manage to get there like 3 hours earlier, I will normally treat myself being a good boy and go to the lounge and just have like the food and drink and just chill, right?
Uh-huh.
But I got there, I had about an hour and a half spare. I thought, there's no point going in the lounge. I'm just going to go shopping. I wanted to buy a new hat and just chill, basically. And I thought, I'll just open Grindr because it's always popping in an airport. And sure enough, there are people absolutely everywhere. And there's this one guy who was like, do you want to meet in the toilets just for some fun? And I was like, yeah, okay, fine, sure, sounds great. Mm-hmm. I was like, which toilets? He was like, it's the ones by gate 15 something. So anyway, I found the toilets. I was like, where are you? He was like, go and just tell me which cubicle you go into. So I did. No one was in there. I went to a cubicle, messaged him. He comes along, knocks on the door. Very strange.
Does your heart not beat really fast when that happens?
No.
I said, I would be nervous. Like, what if we get caught? What if the police come in? What if I get a criminal record?
Oh, that's part of the thrill.
Oh, that's too much thrill for me. That's too dangerous.
See, vanilla. So I'm in there anyway. So he knocks on the door. I open the door and there is this guy, very, like, good looking guy. There is this guy dressed head to toe in WH Smith uniform.
Not on the break.
I don't think he was even on a break. I think he must have told them he was just quickly going to the loo.
No.
Yeah. What's even worse is after that, I had to go into WH Smith to buy a bottle of water and he then served me.
Hello again.
No, we just pretend we didn't know each other.
I didn't recognise you with your clothes on and not on all fours.
Oh my gosh.
Did you actually have like full penetrative sex?
No.
Just bits and bobs?
Just, yeah, bits and bobs.
You got that dislocated jaw out again?
No, actually. It was very much, I just kind of stood there, if I'm honest.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So he wasn't all fours.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't want to go into specifics. But yeah, airports are great for anyone wondering. And I know what you're just about to ask me is, when I went through security, did they find my magic wand?
Did they?
They did not, because I didn't travel with it, because I was actually worried that they would be like, what is this?
Oh, I think you should have taken it with you.
No, I'm not. Look, I'm not away for very long and I'm really busy whilst I'm here. So there wasn't really any time for that sort of, you know, have a nice bath, light a candle and just start with some spells.
Not the spells again. I'm going to get all giggly.
Okay, sorry.
So hang on a sec. So you haven't tried your anal starter kit?
No, I have not.
The wand is still very much ready to go.
Yeah.
Unused.
Yeah, unused.
But we did put on our Instagram, share your tips for anyone looking to bottom for the first time. Because I know this is what you're trying to essentially explore, see what happens, right?
Well, not exactly. I'm not looking to like do that. I don't wish to change my sexual preference position. I'm very happy as I am. I'm very good at what I do. It's just I wanted to explore maybe just some other realms of pleasure which don't have to necessarily be penetrative. But
that is true.
Yeah, I just saw this starter kit box come up on Instagram and I thought, actually, do you know what, I will order it. And here we are today. And thank you so much for putting out that questionnaire on Instagram. I did not authorize that. I didn't know why my phone was pinging off with all these messages. I was like, why are people sending me all these things about having sex? And then I realized what you'd done.
Got a little questionnaire for you, because I thought you might need some tips just to help ease you into this potential bottom life that you may or may not explore in the very near future.
There's so many jokes in there looking for a tip, but yes. So we thought we'd read out some of these questions because they may help other people, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Some were actually really good advice, I thought, because I, just to add in, I've probably done more bottoming experiences than you have. So I feel like have a bit more. That's not obvious.
That is absolutely obvious because you're a bottom.
My skills recently, my experiences recently have been in topping. And I think I'm quite good at that, not going to lie.
Listen, don't throw the word skills around when you don't know what it means. And this is only a half hour episode. And I do not have time to argue with you. But I thought if I read out what people have written in, then you can sort of see if you agree.
Okay, let's do it.
So podcast, I'm very excited to welcome also as a surprise to the podcast, an absolute bottoming expert. It is Brad.
I wouldn't say I'm an expert, but I've been around and I've got some experience. So go on, hit me with some of these tips.
The sub-bottom pig that he is. Here we go. So the first one, Stu says, start in cowboy position. That way you have more control in how much you can take.
Definitely agree with that. Yes. If you're on top, you know how low you want to squat.
Oh, it's a squat.
Yeah, you can squat down if that's what you feel like doing.
Got it. That's what Beyonce was singing about. Finally, you put my love on top, baby. You're the one that I love. Suddenly I put my love on top.
Absolutely. But if you're on top, then you are definitely in control of how deep you want to go. So I would definitely agree with that one. Yes.
Okay. Bram says, stretch yourself up before you go.
All right, I'm not doing lunges before. Get your whole lunges out for the lads.
One and two, three and four. Breathe and up. There you go. Tondu.
No, but what he means about stretching, obviously, is doing what you're potentially doing, is getting like a little starter kit to do a bit of play before going straight on a knob, you know?
Okay. Lovely. Bit of light relief. Smashby says, I did it on a park bench once with a guy 20 years older than me from Grindr. I lived so you could go for it.
Well, if Smashby says that is the way to go, then we live by Smashby's rules, so do it.
Next person says, take it nice and slow, don't push yourself too hard. Yep, that makes sense. Someone's just said cherry on the cake.
I don't know what that means. I'll be honest.
I feel like you use that expression far too much in life. I don't know what that means. Brilliant. Chanel says, if he says he loves you, it slides in way easier.
Lies.
Chanel, is that why you're still a virgin? Oh gosh. Oh, this is an interesting one from Sparky Mark. Hi Sparky Mark. I feel like you're writing a lot, so hello to you. He says, keep the back arched and deep breathing helps. Use your voice and speak up if it's uncomfy. Trust and believe that if I'm uncomfy, I won't just be using my voice and speaking up. I'll be out that door.
Nah, fuck this. I'm out of here. Get that fire exit door. I'm off.
Yeah. Ow! I have been in that situation before where someone went in too hard, too fast. I was like, get out now. That is so painful. Mm. No, it's a no. Because you do have to be gentle. You've got to ease in, especially if you're not experienced with it. So particularly for you. Actually, I was going to ask you that because, you know, when you said a few weeks ago, you did bottom once,
yeah.
For the first time when you met your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
How was that experience?
I hated it.
Because, like, did it hurt?
Yeah, it did hurt. I was quite drunk. I'm not saying that people should go and do that, but I was.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's, to be honest with you, I think that's why after a while I tried to be like, oh, you know, can I have a go at you? Can I have a go? Yeah, literally. And then I just made him kind of be the bomb. I just never enjoyed it. I mean, there were points of it where it was kind of pleasurable. Do you know what? The only time I would say, and this is very honest, the only time that I enjoyed bottoming was actually when it was my time to finish. Then it felt really good for that literal few seconds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Other than that, all the actual penetration bit and then the pulling out afterwards, hated it all.
Yeah, that's fair. Because that is, I agree, the best feeling for it is when you're close to orgasm.
Yeah.
Because you've got the G-spot of the bum. When you're close and that is, you know, got a knob rubbing against your G-spot, it does feel amazing.
The start of that sentence, I thought you were going to be so like professional and like really...
That is professional!
And use the proper biological words. You're like, you know, the point of orgasm, and then you're like, G-spot, it's up your bum. So when you got a knob rubbing against... I'm so pleased you're not a PS. Was it PHSE? Is that what it is? Sex education teacher. I'm so pleased that's not your job. I really am. Somebody says, before penetration, have foreplay. I've heard that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, especially if you're kind of new to bottoming.
Yeah.
You want to take your time. You don't want to rush straight into that.
No.
So get that tongue around that hole and get going.
You know, when you're like a chef and you go out for dinner
and
you're like, oh, this could have been so much better. I do much better myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel it's going to be. If it happens.
I was in like, I wish I was topping because I can do this better.
Yeah, I would be doing this so much better, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's because your experience is topping. Like, you've been a top for what? How many years? 75?
I knew that was coming. Okay, this one's a bit of a controversial one. Lots of smelly vapor from a small bottle helps.
I love poppers. Yes.
Yeah, there we go. So podcasters, those that don't necessarily know what this is, they are I don't know who it is because they don't have a picture and their name is just a bunch of letters, but they're referring to poppers, which you may well have heard of, which is basically a very, very strong smelling vapor. I think in the UK they are technically illegal and they're sold as room odorizers, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So when you see them in like sex shops, like, well, have they got room odorizers? It's not to like rid the room of smell. That is actually the poppers. They are, I will say, incredibly bad for you. I'm just going to put that out there now because I don't want anyone coming for us. They are really bad for you. However, they do work as a muscle relaxant, right?
Correct.
So it can actually make the experience much easier.
Also, when I sniff poppers, it makes me feel really horny. I feel like a porn star when I've had some poppers. I don't know what it is about it. I think it makes like you go a bit giddy, a bit lightheaded. It definitely relaxes the muscles for sure. But honestly, I feel like I'm an A-rated porn star. Like, no one is better than me right now at this.
Sorry, I was really trying to keep that together because I know a lot of my listeners really want to hear about this, but I just, you as a porn star, I can't. I actually can't. I really can't. But no, that is what they're for. And the reason why they're bad for you is they have a lot of chemicals in them. Anything that evaporates that quickly is normally a chemical. Trust me, believe me, I work very much in the chemistry line of things. And I have actually looked into how to make them. And I will tell you that one of the ingredients also features inside a car battery.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like battery acid or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is dangerous, but, you know, in moderation.
Definitely moderation. And also, you cannot touch your skin against it because your skin will burn. Yeah. And I've seen people before when they've had maybe like a bit of a heavy night, the next day they've got like red nose. I'm like, you've been doing too many poppers.
Yeah.
Popper nose.
I've only ever smelt them once, as I spoke about, and it's got massive like my face just flushed and went red. But I'll just read one more. Rob says, lube, and lots of lube.
Do you know what? I would say, out of all the advice, that is the key to it. More lube, the better.
Yeah, he says, preferably something with aloe vera or a numbing agent.
Give this guy all the points. Yes. That's the way to go.
Okay, well, this is some really good advice, but it's very interesting to sort of see everyone's different approach, let's say, to bottoming. I'd be interesting for all these people that have messaged in who is just the bottom or who is verse, etc., who's new to it, who's not.
Yeah.
But just thank you for everyone that did write in. It's really lovely to see so many people jump in to sort of give advice on something which can be quite personal. So thank you for that. And when and if I decide to play with this wand, I will let you know how that goes. But if you do live in the Southwest London region and you hear someone scream with pain, it will in fact have been me getting it very, very wrong.
This is a final call for Benji and Brad travelling to Jersey for Channel Islands Pride.
Oh, mate, hurry up. We're going to miss the flight.
Benji, I can't run in these espadrilles.
Gosh, well, what a shame it'll be for them to get left behind. Look, just put that book down and hurry up.
It says here that Jersey has over 30 beaches and is the sunniest place in the British Isles.
Yes, and we won't get there if you don't take those shoes and sun hat off.
Wait, how is my sun hat slowing me down?
It's not. It's just ridiculous.
Whoa, did you know that Channel Island Pride is one of the most attended events in the islands?
Yes, and this year they're going huge with a main stage, a cabaret stage, and performances from top drag queens, local artists, silent disco dance tent, and some exciting headlining acts yet to be announced.
Quick, do you need anything from duty free? Have you packed protection?
Of course I have. It's factor 30.
Not that kind.
Oh.
Come and pie with us at Channel Island Pride in Jersey, Saturday the 16th of September.
It's only a 40-minute flight from most UK airports, so pack your Speedos.
Pack your sunnies.
Pack your sun cream. And we'll
see you at the beach.
For more information, head to channelislandspride.org.
Can I just say as well how amazing it was to go and support Trans Pride at the weekend in London? Wow, just incredible.
Yeah, I saw the videos. They looked great. Sadly, I couldn't be there, obviously, because I'm away. But it looked brilliant. It looked very all-inclusive. It looked like lots of people turned out, which is so, so important. And although we marched, obviously, in London Pride with the trans flag on as many things as we could, it's so important to keep continuing raising awareness for our trans community who are really, really struggling at the moment all around the world. So I'm gutted to have missed it, but you had a great time, right?
A really great time. I was screaming, I was shouting. We've got to make our voices heard, as you said. And it was just, again, so amazing to see so many members of not just the community, but allies as well, also on board with the same message. And we've just got to keep doing that. We cannot stop, right? Because what I think is that in our community, if one part of that gets targeted and suddenly in Parliament they're talking about laws that's going to affect that community, we all get affected, right? Because if those laws get passed and the trans community get affected by that, then it starts again, right? And suddenly our rights all get taken away. So we can't rest and we can't stop until all of the LGBTQ+ has equal rights.
for sure. And I was hugely disappointed to see the lack of media coverage of Trans Pride against what was sort of put in the media with London Pride and the protest against oil. But that is why we are using this platform to tell all our trans community that we hear you, we see you, and we support you, and we will carry on fighting for your rights as long as we have to.
Absolutely. And we are not stopping there. We are going to as many prides as possible in the UK for the rest of summer. So hopefully we might see you at one of your local prides very, very soon.
Yes, we may well. And next week we will be at Hinkley Pride, which we're very, very excited to attend. It's my absolute first one there. Have you been to it before?
Well, Noah's been to it before because it is the first ever pride in Hinkley.
And we're going to be there. Just spoil it all. No, we're going to be there to support as much as we can. We're going to march. So if you are coming to Hinkley Pride, give us a message. We'd love to say hello to you. But Brad, that is all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. If you don't already, please head over to our Instagram. It's at Big Gay Podcast. Or you can head over to our website, which is mybiggaypodcast.com.
And if you're enjoying this podcast and would love to spread a little bit of love our way, then of course we will gladly accept. We have been nominated for a Best Podcast Award. And all you got to do is give us a little cheeky vote. All the details are on Instagram. Just head to the link. It takes literally 10 seconds and all votes count. So thank you so much.
I think what he's trying to say is the link is in our bio.
Oh, yes. That would not what I said.
Anyway, podcasters, like I said, that's all we have time for on this week's episode. Until next time.
See you next Wednesday.
Now, Brad, you realise there may well be a red carpet at Hinkley Pride.
Oh, how exciting, because if there is, I now know what I'm doing on the red carpet.
Yep, you're staying in the car whilst I do the red carpet, and I will come and get you after it's finished. Don't worry, I'll leave the window open just
like that. Like a little dog out the window.
Hey, if the shoe fits.
My Big Gay Podcast would love, love, love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Facilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ+ community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate. We're trying to thank our following, not send them running.